Hey guys, welcome to the Crossaxe Method podcast, a podcast for our members at CrossFit Crossaxe. We talk about training, nutrition, the generic things that happen on a day-to-day in the gym and what's going on. So sit back, relax, grab a coffee, and let us know if there's anything you want to chat about.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Crossaxe Method podcast. We're up to episode number 131.
Stop yelling into the fucking microphone.
It's because I wasn't talking at it a second ago, so I'm adjusting. Anyway, I'm here with Rob, as you can hear. He's already yelling at me. Not doing, speaking correctly. I don't know. Anyway, like I said, we're up to 131. And we've missed a couple of weeks. So
first one back for the year, I think.
Oh, yeah, actually. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, happy 2024.
Ooh, I went February already. January felt like forever.
Really? I feel like February already? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends. You've been doing a lot, though.
Yes. Yeah. I was in New Zealand this morning, actually.
Yeah, how wild.
Fucking weird, eh?
And
2 weeks ago, I was riding a horse near a giraffe.
I thought you were going to say riding an elephant.
No. It was a horse near an elephant and a giraffe. Well, I didn't see the elephants when I was on the horse. I saw the hippos and the zebras.
Hippos
when
are
I was
scary,
on the
hey?
Horse.
Do you get hippos here? No.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dumb question.
Yes, dumb question. But it is amazing.
That, actually, yeah.
It is amazing that you can be like, you know.
Yeah.
What a crazy time. You can be in another country, literally this morning.
Yeah.
Boom, now I'm here, ready to go.
Yeah.
Cracking on. And literally 2 weeks ago, opposite side of the planet.
Yeah. Well, is it?
It's pretty, right. It is. It's a close. Long way around.
Yeah.
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 That was really fun. That was a great experience for those that got no idea what the hell we're even talking about. I coach on some gymnastics courses for CrossFit, essentially, and coaching development. And we had our trainers summit over in South Africa.
In Cape Town.
In Cape Town. It's a beautiful city. I didn't know it was so beautiful.
Why did they have it in South Africa, actually?
Because most of the team are Europeans.
Okay.
And they're in the middle of winter. And when they put hey, where do we want to go? They all went, let's go to the sunshine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to go snow skiing somewhere. So next time they said they're going to take me to the snow, because I think they thought that would be funny.
Because you love the cold.
Because I've never seen snow, really.
Ever.
Well, I've seen snow like 3 times, but I've never like skied.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
I'm saying it like I'm so shocked, but me either.
Yeah. and they all got absolutely roasted in the sun on the first day. It was hilarious. But the sun's not as brutal as it is here.
Yeah.
So I didn't even need to put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
Cool. And they were like the colour of our coach's t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. Had a great time. Did some work on the level 2 CrossFit Gymnastics course.
Which is a new course.
And we're bringing that here. April. Don't ask me the date off the top of my head, but it's in April. And should be a ton of fun.
Yeah. Teach us to backflip.
I won't be teaching you to backflip. But, yeah. Just advanced movements for gymnastics, essentially.
Cool.
So it should be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
and here we are.
Yeah. Back in Australia.
Getting ready for the Open.
Yeah. Speaking of the Open, which is coming up now, this is what we're here to talk about, I guess. What is the Open, I suppose? Should we start with that? Why should we do it? Yeah, what is it?
Okay. Let's be super sharp to the point. Let's imagine you've got no idea what it is, but you know what CrossFit is. You come in, you do classes, you train, and then say, hey, you should do the CrossFit Open. Cool. What's the CrossFit Open? Well, the CrossFit Open is the first qualifying round for the CrossFit Games.
What is the CrossFit Games?
The CrossFit Games is the competition in which we crown the fittest man and woman on earth. So it's a filtered down process, and it starts with the CrossFit Open.
So basically like the Olympics of CrossFit.
Essentially. So it is a 3-week competition. We hold it in the gym. You have to do it at an upstanding affiliate. So affiliate that's up to date with everything and has qualified judges. That affiliate So we'll be doing that. They release a workout a week for 3 weeks. You have, generally speaking, about 4 days to complete the workout. It normally comes out on a Friday morning. You will have until Tuesday afternoon, essentially maybe Wednesday morning, depending the time changes, to log your score and have it verified. We will clarify those times when we're in the open, don't worry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not Wednesday morning.
Maybe it's Tuesday morning. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think the scores need to be logged by Tuesday morning at the absolute latest.
Yeah.
And I need to have them verified, I think, maybe 5 p.m. Wednesday. Yeah. That's probably where I'm getting confused. But anyway, generally speaking, the Open's pretty achievable for everyone. So it's not like it's really designed to find the fittest on Earth. It is what I would call just an arbitrary process for the people that want to go further. They have to do the Open. But for most of us, the Open's the first and last phase of competition, essentially.
Yeah.
So it's a fun time. We have it on a Friday night here. We crank the music. We'll have heats and you'll get a judge. So it's a little bit stricter than maybe a normal class and a little bit more fun. We'll make sure you write your time down. We'll verify your score. There's levels of scaling for each workout as well. So even if you can't do the movements that they prescribe, there'll be scaled options. And it just means that when you enter your score, you'll go onto a different leaderboard. But it's heaps of fun. And across the world, you can see where you sit in any number of like filtered categories. So you might be like, I know they definitely do like a first responders one, so fire, police, that sort of stuff. But you can also like hashtag nurse, hashtag doctor, hashtag student, whatever you want. And you'll be put against all the other students. But even if you just don't do that, you've also got the normal filters. So you'll get to see for your age category where you sit, where you place in the gym, where you place in the state, where you place in the country, where you place in the region, and where you place in the world. So there's lots of different sort of filters you can apply to the leaderboard, which is heaps of fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time we see people push a little bit harder in the open. They might achieve a movement that they haven't achieved before. They might lift a weight that they haven't lifted before.
Yeah.
And it just gives us that little bit more motivation, that bit of excitement, that bit of fun. And of course, you know, we always make it fun, and after the last one we'll have a couple of beers and some food and yep. a good time, and yeah.
Yeah. So it starts on the 1st of March.
Yep.
That's the first one. And then every Friday after that for 3 Fridays. Total of 3 Fridays.
Yeah, so we'll do 3 Fridays in a row. If you can't make Friday night, that's absolutely fine. You can still register for the Open. And once you register, we can also have you complete it. We're going to have like a catch-up session at 8:30 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So our 8:30 specialty class will move to a 8:30 catch-up, do the Open workout class.
Yeah.
And then if you did need to, say you're away Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're like, I've got to get the workout done, you can come in on Monday and do it.
Yeah.
Just be mindful. We can't judge, as coaches and staff, we can't judge everyone just simply because we don't have the time to do it. So
yeah.
If you can, please bring a buddy in. They can judge you, make sure they're holding the standard, and then we'll sign off on it, making sure that you're doing it properly.
Cool.
So it should be fun.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it for everyone.
Yeah.
Even if you've just started CrossFit, we can get as many people on the CrossAxe team as we can. It's really cool to see how many within the affiliate, how many members we can get doing it.
Yeah.
It is $20 American. I think it's 20. Yeah. $20 American. I have registered, I just can't remember. Just so you know as well, that money doesn't go to us.
Yeah.
That money goes to CrossFit. And, you know, they do what they want with it. But a lot of it goes towards running then the next stages of competition. So the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and then obviously the CrossFit Games. So essentially, if you do want to qualify for the next round, you need to finish in the top 25% of your division.
Yeah.
I think it's worldwide, maybe it's regional, I'm not sure, but anyway, it's the top 25% region.
Yeah.
And then after that, you go to what they call the quarterfinals, which is a 4 to 5 day period in one stretch where you've got to complete maybe 5 workouts across 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then
might be 3 days.
3 days maybe, yeah, whatever it is. And then if you finish in the top 40, I think it is this year, top 40 men, top 40 women, then you get invited to the event like Chris goes to in South Africa, which is Rebel Renegade Games or CrossFit or the Taurian Pro that they have here at in Brisbane.
Yeah.
So then you get an invite to one of those events. And then if you finish in the top three at the Taurian Pro or top one, which is what you're going to be planning on doing in Africa, then you get a ticket to the CrossFit Games, which is in America.
Yeah.
I
think that's
30
total. No, 40.
I don't know. It will vary the number of people that they allow to be registered depending on the size and the number of people in that region. Yeah. And they have this other whole complex system for figuring out how many places each region gets. But yeah, that's kind of like the rough guide to what the Open actually is.
Yeah. What, I guess, would you say to someone who's listening to this that might be like, oh, well, I'm not going across the games, I don't care about quarterfinals, why should I do the Open?
Because there's a number of reasons you should do it. One is, it's a heap of fun, right? And if you register to do it, it makes you put that little bit more focus on it.
Yeah, it's like signing up for like,
a marathon. A park run, whatever. Yeah, exactly right. And so it does a number of things. One, it will maybe motivate your training a little bit. It will help assess, once you've done the Open, it will help you see where your weaknesses or strengths might lie and where you might need to like, maybe I need to do a little bit more work in this field,
or
this part of CrossFit. Secondly, moving away from the actual fact of competition, it puts you in a vulnerable place. Like if you sign up, you're like, I kind of have to do this now and I have to do it in front of other people and I will get exposed and and I'm okay with that. You know, like it's kind of like that feeling of I'm putting myself out there and I'm terrified and I really don't want to do it. But then once you do it and you overcome something, it's such a massive confidence builder. It's a good challenge for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it is really super rewarding. Yeah. Once you like kind of put yourself out there, you'll feel the pressure, even though we won't put pressure on you. You'll put that pressure on yourself more than likely and you might get frustrated. We always see tears at some point in the Open because someone didn't get the score they thought they might have, you know, were going to get or but you know, it's just a great way to test yourself and put yourself under some pressure. We rarely get put under that pressure as adults, right? So we're normally, unless we're going for a really big job or a promotion or we have work where we're getting constant feedback, we don't get that feedback and we don't get put under those pressure situations in normal life and we can't coast through. So it is actually a really good stressor that you can put on yourself in a positive way.
Yeah.
And then just you can see how you perform under pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is. It's fun. Yeah.
I think it's super fun. Yeah. I guess to those people as well that, like, you know how they've made it the top 25. So for those that don't know, it used to be top 10% that used to go to quarterfinals from the Open. Now they've made it to top 25%, which is huge increase.
Yep.
What would you say to those people that are maybe feeling a bit more unmotivated now that they're like, oh, I was really aiming to get top 10% this year and now it's just top 25%, and
you can still aim for top 10%.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's literally that's what I'd say. Hey, still make the 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Still do it. Go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really change for you if you're that person.
Yeah.
If your goal was to get to quarterfinals, yeah, they've lowered the bar.
Yeah.
Right, and now if you were in the top sort of 11% last year, fair chance you're going to make the quarterfinals this year, right?
Yeah.
If you make the quarterfinals and you are in the top 24%, the quarterfinals, I would say, is going to be a rough time for you, right?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, because that's a lot of people. It depends how they structure the quarterfinals, but last year, those workouts were brutal.
Yeah.
So I would say even if you make the top 25%, that'll be another conversation for us to have afterwards.
Yeah.
Maybe about like, should you actually do it?
I guess you'd have to see what the workouts are, hey, as well.
They're yeah, you're going to have to judge it. Yeah, a week or so out or days out. Yeah, so you would have time to look at them before you register. But if it's going to put you in a place where you're pushing hard and potentially going to injure yourself because the weights are too heavy, or you just maybe not be able to complete a movement for some reason, then maybe it's like, hey, I'll sit this one out and save my money.
Yeah.
But I'd say for the Open, I know for a fact for the Open, you will be able to do the movements.
Yes.
You'll be able to do something. And there's scaling. So yeah. 100%, no matter who signs up, you'll be able to do it. I think it's a bit of a cop-out to not actually register and to do the Open.
Yes.
Right?
I've heard that a couple times already.
I'm just going to do it and not sign up.
Yeah. Register the workouts.
And I reckon that's a cop-out. Like, to be honest, I don't know who said that to you, and they're probably thinking about me now going, fuck you, Rob. Like, and I get it, right? But one, you're participating in something, and this is kind of big picture, right? Not that CrossFit really needs the money, but the money that you put into the Open goes towards eventually the athletes, yeah. Right? CrossFit is a really tough sport to make any money.
Yeah.
Okay, so you finished second and fourth in your continent, right? In your region.
Yeah.
And you make nothing.
Yeah.
Not $0, right? So
yeah.
Anything else in your whole continent, if you're the second best at it, imagine if you're the second best golfer in all of Africa.
Yeah, they're making heaps of money.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars,
yeah.
Right? The second best anything, the fourth best anything, you're still getting paid tennis, football,
yeah.
You know, anything, right?
Yeah.
So if you are sitting back and thinking, I'm just going to do it, I'm going to pay, well, hey, maybe like have a think about if we want to really build this sport up and have athletes like you be able to take it professionally as a full-time job and have them paid what they're worth in terms of putting into the sport, then maybe the $20 to register is not a big deal, right? So that's one side of it, going towards the athletes. The other side of it is you're free. It even though it's only $20, it's allowing you a little bit of a scapegoat if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't register anyway. I'm not real good at muscle ups. I know this workout's got muscle ups in it, and I'm going to get to that point where I've got to do muscle ups, and then everyone's going to see that I don't have muscle ups. So I was busy that Friday night. I just didn't make that third Open workout. I didn't get around to doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, so it relieves pressure. It gives you an escape clause if you can't do something. And so then that takes away that humility, that removal of the ego that we're looking for, to allow you to go, yeah, look, I'm going to try my hardest, and it's okay if I try and fail,
yeah,
right? Because that failure is the only reason I don't want to do it is because I don't want other people to think less of me or think I'm less capable, right? But at the end of the day, no one really cares. Right,
yeah.
And no one's looking at you in that light,
yeah.
And you can use this to motivate you to become better. So rather than looking at it like failure, it's like, oh yeah, look, I got there. This is where I did well across all these, and I did that last workout, and I got to the rings, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And now, I've committed to making people realize I can't do it. They've seen me not be able to do it, and now I'm going to show them that my character is to build and work on that movement, and then next year when I re-register for the Open, everyone's going to see the improvement from when I couldn't do a muscle up last year to now where I can do five of them.
Yeah.
And you can insert any movement there or any weight that you want at any level of the Open, right? Because there's different stopping points. Maybe it's a pull-up. Oh, I was embarrassed because I couldn't do a pull-up for the Open. All right, well, next year you're going to have all the pull-ups and maybe chest above pull-ups, right?
Yeah.
So I think if you don't register, it's only $20. Most people that are in that time frame of like, sorry, my alarm's going off because I got to go to physio. Most people that are in that position of like, nah, I'm just going to do it and not register, probably spend more than that $20 on a cocktail at at you know, Fallon's on the weekend.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about the money. It really isn't. And I would say it's all about not wanting your ego to get hurt.
Yeah.
And I think you have more opportunity to get personal growth.
Yeah.
Take out all the physical part to put yourself in that situation and be okay with failing in or what you perceive as failing in front of other people.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would think, I mean, I don't know. Well, I've heard a lot of people say as well that it's not about other people. It's about the pressure they put on themselves, and they don't want to put that pressure on themselves because they, I guess, have too high expectations of themselves and they don't want to disappoint themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that as well.
So, hey, look, I get that. You get anxiety and you're not sleeping properly. I'm not saying that we want to push anyone into a stressful situation like that, for sure. But I would also say, maybe then, if we are in that situation, it's an opportunity for us to think about how we are thinking.
And I guess you might get used to it as well.
Used to the pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You might adapt and you might be able to overcome it. But we need to start thinking about, like, why am I putting so much weight on this? And what are my expectations? So if it's like, hey, I look at this workout and I think, shit, I should perform better than this. There is no should, and there is no should against other people.
Yeah.
Because it's how we're perceiving ourselves. So it's like, hey, I should be ... right? And you're making assumptions on what you're judging those other people to be. So one, you're judging people. Two, you're not taking into consideration the work and the effort, the training that you've put in recently. So if you think, you know, oh, I would do it, but my training's been terrible, so I'm not going to do it, right? Well, how about just do it knowing that your training's terrible?
Yeah.
And that when you get your result, you go, yeah, I kind of thought that's where I'd be, you know, but it was fun throwing down with my mates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you can see how much you improve the following year.
Then you can see how much you're going to improve the following year.
Yeah.
And then, but in terms of judging other people, you might see them one day a week in the gym when you cross paths with them, or maybe you see them in class. But maybe what you don't see is they've been following a really strict nutrition regime for the last 6 weeks. They've been dialing in their nutrition. They've been really focusing on their gymnastics movements outside of the gym. And they're making a lot of progress and they're putting a lot of time to it. Maybe you don't have that time because you've got other commitments with work. You're looking for a promotion. You've got kids at home. Like, all this other stuff's going on. And that's okay. There's two different people in two different scenarios.
Yeah.
So you can't, you compare yourself because there's a leaderboard and it's fun and it's cool to see. And at the end of the day, it is a competition.
Yeah.
But
we're
all a little competitive, but we shouldn't take it so far as to have that dictate or dictate, one, how we feel about ourselves or our own performance, or have it reflect on us as our character. It's our fitness level. And if you're in here and you're doing the open, guess what? Your fitness and your training is probably better than 99.5 or 99.9% of people throughout the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So your fitness and health in that regime, in that sort of area,
yeah,
is going to be looked after and good. So at the end of the day, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? So long as that's good, the open's a reflection of where you're at the moment. And some people are going to have... Man, I swear I had COVID 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I did a workout today. I went so slow I could hardly move, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't breathe doing that. So I'm not going to have the best open. But I honestly don't really care. I've still registered. I'm going to jump in and have some fun. And if there's anyone in this gym that people want to compare themselves to and beat, it's me. I don't know why. Right, but I guess because I'm the owner, but it's me. I've got a massive target that sits on my back, right, and I see it all the time. People tell me,
Nate,
and I'm like, why?
Beat Robin that workout.
Yeah, like Nate. I'm like, Nate, I'm not your competition. I'm 42 years old. You should be competing against Luke and Mitch and Jimmy and all those guys, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. So, but that's fun,
yes.
Right? It's fun, and I find that fun.
Yeah.
But. You know, if Nate doesn't beat me this year, I'm going to give him some shit for sure. 100%, I'm going to make him feel terrible.
I mean, he is away, but
yeah. But if he does beat me, which he should,
yeah,
hey, guess what? I'm losing no sleep over that.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it was a year where I was really, really trying and I was training hard and I was working my ass off. And then if I'm not competing as well as I'd like to compete, yeah, I'm going to be like, a little bit disappointed, but it's not going to be a reflection of my character. That's not going to bring me down. I'm not a bad or a worse person because I didn't beat another person in the gym. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So we got a bit deep and off the sidetrack there, but I reckon
sign up,
pay your dues, let's go and have some fun.
It'll be fun
and have some beers and stuff afterwards. Hopefully they put a heavy lift or something in there.
Yeah,
you know, heaps of cool. It'll be cool.
It's a cool vibe.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, and also on the last Friday night as well, we will have Peak here as well.
Oh yeah, cool.
We'll have a few guys here just to, I guess, just have a chat to anyone that wants to chat to them about anything. If you guys have any niggles or anything. And
yeah, so Peak Sports and Spine Center, they got physios, chiros, massage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're here for free.
Yeah.
Give you like a, I don't know, free shoulder rub.
We'll have our ice baths and saunas.
Oh yeah.
Up and running.
Yeah. Little update on that, they should be here tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Yeah. So I'm hoping by the end of the week, maybe even this weekend, we have our first people starting to work through the process and do some saunering and ice bathing.
I'm sure we'll get an email out.
Yeah. You'll know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of Peak, I've got to go. Otherwise we'll be late. And
cool.
Awesome. First one back.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
See you guys in the
bank.
Gym.
See ya.
Bye.